Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, it's all about community making a positive difference in the lives of others. Gary Wasden, director of King County's library system, will share how everyone's talking about it is sparking conversation on important issues. We'll also hear how Old Dog Haven helps create love connections by providing good homes for old dogs who've been abandoned. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream would be to go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, you know, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the great stuff I've been posting. I'm getting to know Facebook better and better, and I am finding my mission is to find the best animal-related stuff to post and all kinds of good stuff. Give you the lowdown on more of that as we continue here. But I wanted to just, again, thank Dr. Bill Burlingame for spending some time with us here this morning to fill us in on the flu. And boy, I even learned stuff in that I assumed that there had to be quite a few cases going on around here for all the hoopla. And but apparently there's only been that one case that's been traced to coming here from Georgia. And so it obviously isn't spreading like wildfires and all over the place. But like Dr. Bill said, we don't really know yet. Is it going to take off here? You know, how many were exposed to this dog that did break with it, that had the exposure from Georgia? And so it makes total sense here. On general principles, it's a real good excuse for you to get busy and get your dog friends on the veterinary immune tablets, because they are the best immune support on the planet these days. It's really phenomenal. We didn't have enough time to go into all the details, and we've done that before on the show, though. And it just is the best thing you can do for your animal's health is have them on this immune support. And like I said, I'm glad that I've already done that, and my animals are on the immune support. My cats are getting the transfer factor, and Robbie gets the veterinary immune tabs, and I give him the strong version, the red label. And I'm going to take Dr. Bill's advice. I'm going to continue to go to his agility class, but 48 hours before class, I'm going to double his immune tab dose for the 2 days ahead and the day of class. And I'm going to continue to do that. And then I think it is wise advice from Dr. Bill for this next 2 weeks. Can you make other arrangements? Do you really need to go to the dog parks? Or, you know, the daycare or whatever, where there's going to be lots of dogs around. Because remember, the important thing to understand about this canine flu is that a dog can contract the flu, but they don't have symptoms for several days. But during the time where they are symptom-free, and incubating the virus, so to speak, they are in fact contagious. So that's the big problem with this flu. But the other good news is that it isn't a death sentence. It's not considered a fatal sort of thing, and that some dogs get over it on their own. Some require immune system support, antibiotics, cough suppressants, that sort of thing. It's very similar to having a case of serious kennel cough. You know, the vast majority of dogs recover just fine and do well. So, but I think the big thing to note would be, because I know we've got listeners around the country. We now know here in Washington State there's only been one case. Okay, so let's be a little cautious with our dog friends for 2 weeks and see what happens. Do a lot of other cases start cropping up, or maybe we dodged a bullet? And it still is a good idea because, you know, there's bound to be exposure traveling around the country. Still a good idea to do the immune support. But I'll read you the list of the states again where cases have been reported. Massachusetts, New Jersey, Alabama, California, Texas, New York, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Georgia. And now, of course, one case here in Washington State. But if you're in any of those states and listening and you have a dog and you're wondering, whoa, boy, what should I do? Well, the first thing I do is find out, you know, talk to your vet and find out how many cases have been reported in your state. You know, do you just have one case like we did, or you got a bunch? Do you know it's really prevalent in the state? That makes a difference as to what to do. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can get the immune tabs from Dr. Bill. And I'll give you his contact information one more time. And I especially would... I'm not even going to think about doing the vaccine at this point. And in fact, I doubt that I would do the vaccine, simply because of what I've learned today here from Dr. Bill, that A, it's not typically life-threatening. B, my dog's a healthy, normal dog, and he's already on the high-potency veterinary immune tabs. I can double his dose for 48 hours before we're going to an exposure situations. And if he should break with the flu, I know it's not going to be as serious as it would if he wasn't on the immune support, and they respond nicely to treatment. So that's what I'm going to do. And I strongly advise that you contact Dr. Bill. And remember, he is leaving town on Wednesday and won't be back till Sunday. So if you want him to get some immune tabs in the mail to you, you want to get on it today or tomorrow, and you can do that. You can go to Dr. Bill's Facebook page. That's Burlingame Veterinary Consulting on Facebook. Or you can email Bill Burlingame, and it's BURLINGAMEDVM @gmail.com. Bill Burlingame DVM, as in Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Bill Burlingame DVM @gmail.com. Or you can call him at 425-903-1913, 425-903-1913. And he's advised us to pay attention to the Washington State Veterinary Medical Association website, because they may post alerts if more cases are posted. And that website is www.wsvma.org. All right, well, I feel a whole lot better getting all that education from Dr. Bill. Yeah, the other thing, I didn't have time in the first hour to tell you, but and I forgot to alert you about it last weekend, but just in case, if you don't follow astrology, or if you do and haven't been paying attention, like I wasn't, because I didn't realize it, but the planet Mercury is once again in retrograde. And if you're not familiar with astrological stuff, it has to do with the planet Mercury and what it's doing at the time, and it retrograde. It appears to be going backwards, but it's really kind of just stationary. But the planet Mercury affects communications and equipment, machinery, electronics. And during a Mercury retrograde lasts about 3 weeks. It typically goes through a retrograde path about four times a year. And during a retrograde, communication just gets messed up. I mean, it's really important to write in pencil wherever you write on your calendars and so forth, because what you'll find is that appointments get missed, people forget, it's late, things don't work as well, lots of changes happening, unexpected changes, last minute things, and things just get messed up. Now, just a couple of Sunday morning Mercury retrograde examples. I walked in here, and it turned out I always send Mike the program, you know, a clock for what we're doing on the show. I send that to him a day or so ahead of time. And I sent him last week's information instead of this week's. So he had to do a lot of extra tap dancing until I got here and figured out what I'd done and gave him the right clock. But and I swear, when I sent that clock, I can see myself. I was sitting at my computer. I looked, and I had the email ready to go to Mike, and I was clicking on the attachment, and I saw, and I was paying attention, and I swear I clicked on the right one, but I apparently did not, and I sent him last week's clock. Oh, Mike, I just realized how that happened. I realized.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I was talking about, you know, I sent you the wrong clock.
Right.
You know? I realized why I did that.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
How come?
Because you remember last week I had a promo listed to run that we don't have anymore for a show, The Chat with Women?
Sure.
Okay. And so after I did the new clock for this week, on my computer I went to last week's clock, and I deleted that promo so it would no longer be on the clocks again.
Okay.
And now I remember when I sent the email to you with the clock for today, when I went to attach it, I just saw the clock, it said I had worked on it
recently
today.
Recently saved.
Yeah. So I assumed that was it and clicked on it, but it was last week's clock that I'd altered. I didn't actually pay close. So that's what Mercury retrograde will do. So you need to pay closer attention to details, because
pay close attention to details.
Well, that's why you're good.
That you had sent me the wrong clock.
Exactly. So that's really good. But I need to pay more attention to detail. And I have it right here. Kathy's bringing me retrograde info. And, she's got, this is cool. All right, thank you. We'll do that. So anyway, and then before the show, this is behind the scenes in the kitchen radio stuff. Before the show, Mike and I go into the other studio, to Kathy's studio, and we record the promo for next week's show that will run on the air during the week. And this week we do two promos because next week is an encore presentation of the show and I won't be in the studio. So usually I'm kind of like slam dunk Martha. You know, it's one take and it's done and boom. You think I could get that promo out this morning? We had to do like each one like three times or something because I kept stumbling and the copy machine put lines through my paper. And so it was very confusing. But that's kind of like what Mercury and retrograde does. So let's see what Kathy found here on, says what to do. Well, let me tell you, there are four times it's going retrograde this year. It went into retrograde January 5th, and it's going to go direct again January 25th. And then there's usually a couple, 3 days for things to stabilize. And during a Mercury retrograde, you don't want to like sign new contracts and do new stuff. You want to clean up old stuff is basically the plan. Now, the second retrograde of the year, it will go retrograde April 28th to May 22nd. Then it will go retrograde again August 30th to September 21st. And then it'll go retrograde again December 19th. It's December 21st or 22nd because that'll depend on whether you're East Coast time or West Coast time. It must be happening close to that. So let's see. What Kathy's information, let's see what's coming up. What to do when Mercury is retrograde. It says the planet Mercury rules communication, travel, contracts, automobiles, and such. So when Mercury is retrograde, remain flexible. Allow time for extra travel and avoid signing contracts. Review projects and plans at these times, but wait until Mercury is direct again to make any final decisions. Well, I just should have read that up front. That certainly put it a lot more precisely than I did. Great. So it says, about a week or two before Mercury retrogrades, finish any tasks or projects at hand. You can't stop your life, but plan ahead. Have backup plans and be prepared for angrier people and miscommunication. Isn't that the truth? Some people blame Mercury retrograde for, quote, bad things that happen in their lives. Instead, take this time to sit back and review where you put your energy in your life. For example, if family and faith are important to you, are you putting your energies there or just overextended in other areas? Take a moment to reflect. So it's a good time to do, you know, winter, spring cleaning type stuff, you know, clean, organize, clean up old stuff, finish old stuff, reflect on stuff, but don't start new things. Kathy, thank you for all of that. That was great. Okay, it is time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So it is the most important part of the show. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And if you'd like, phone lines are now open and will be open for the rest of the show. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to talk to me about, you know, as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I work with people, you know, privately in their homes to help them understand their animals and solve problems. But, you know, I'm pretty good at coaching over the phone as well. So I'd love to hear from you if you have an issue along those lines, or if there is an animal issue of some kind or animal subject of some kind that you'd like to discuss or want to talk about, I'm open it to anything. So phone numbers, local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And if you like to send me an email, you can do that to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. When we continue, if we've got phone calls, we'll do phone calls. If we don't, then I want to share with you some of these really amazing behavior cases that I'm dealing with at the time, so you get an idea of what I'm doing when I'm not here and the kind of stuff that can be resolved. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Do you want the absolute best health for your beloved dog or cat? Of course you do, which is why you must know about Heaven and Earth's 100% Chinese herbal health powders for kidney and bladder health, infections, digestive issues, allergies, skin problems, increased immune, joint and circulation health, and much more. You need it? They got it. Visit HealMyPet.info for a free guide to helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit HealMyPet.info today. That's HealMyPet.info.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we have heard today from, going to make up a little bit for last hour, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization guy. Check him out, www.nelshealingministry.com. He is doing some amazing work. And just so you know, it's Best Sunday with Dr. Nels. Is it 2 weeks? The first Sunday of February, February 7th, Dr. Nels will be in the studio with us and, of course, doing his wonderful remote treatments for you or your animal friends throughout the show. But I'm warning you now, February is going to be a different month for us here on Animal World because it is the month this year that we've got the sporting events that are going to interfere and preempt part and some of Animal World. And that first Sunday of February, we're going to have a half an hour shorter show, so we'll be done at 11:30. So in keeping with what often happens when we've got a really popular guest on, the phones, people wait until the last hour and it gets really busy. So going to want to mark your calendars for February 7th to call in early because we're going to be done a half hour early. So Dr. Nell's in the house Sunday, February 7th. Then, if you don't keep my favorite odor neutralizer on hand, you really need to Anti-Icky Poo. It is the great, greatest at getting odors out, especially cat urine. And that can be so tough to get rid of, but it is absolutely amazing. And you can check them out. It's often available at veterinary hospitals and a lot of pet stores, but there are so many odor neutralizers these days to choose one from. And the most popular one, which I won't name it because I'll tell you, in my experience, I don't think it works. But anti-icky poo just blows it away, and it's so much better than any other products available in my experience. So you want to have it on hand. Check it out, and you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com. A link will come up on the homepage that says anti-icky poo. Click on that. That'll take you to the home parent company, Mr. Max, and you can do a product locator if you don't know where to find it. And let's see then. We also heard from our wonderful Chinese herb folks. That's David and Tia Akrish. They are amazing. And their Chinese herbal supplements for humans and our animal friends are also amazing. I still haven't been able to set up my session with Tia, and I've got to do that because I'm going to get serious about this Chinese herb stuff. And it's heaven and earth Chinese herbs, and they've got wonderful supplements and treatments for our animal friends. Check them out at www.healmypet.info, and there's great free information for you and a lot of educational materials. healmypet.info. From there you can go on to the more comprehensive and the human website, chineseherbsforyou.com, and there's free great stuff there. You can also find their products at select Hagen stores and all of the animal products at Earth Pet in Issaquah. Alrighty then. I think it is time to get on to, just take a quick look, because we do have some phone stuff going on, and Kathy is going to join me so we could do some behavior stuff. But while she's handling phones, I'm just going to take a look at Facebook. And have you checked out Martha Norwalk's Animal World? That's how you find me on, find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Remember, I told you earlier that there was a good side to all the snow, and that's the phenomenal fun in the snow videos that are coming up. And if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, the first post is this incredible. It's not a domestic animal. It's not really a raccoon either, and I'm not sure what. It's a red panda. That's what it is. It's a slideshow of red pandas playing in the snow, and oh, are they cute! And then further down, there's a video of a regular panda playing in the snow, and oh, they're just too cute. Oh, and this is a belly up little fox that's playing with a human, and that's really good. And let's see, looks like, we have actually got somebody on the phone that wants to talk to me. So, you know, phone calls always take priority. So let's go ahead, and we are going to Mill Creek. And Kim, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. How can I help you?
Got an issue with, I think, one cat. Have three cats in the household.
Okay.
I think it's one cat that we're having an issue with.
Okay, let's first tell me then about the three.
Okay.
What are their names?
First one I have is Tristan. He's a rag doll, approximately about 11 years old, was a rescue.
11 years old, neutered male?
Yes.
Okay, and then number two is?
Number two is Ty.
Ty.
Female.
Spade.
Siamese Burman mix. Very tiny. I think she's like a miniature cat.
And how old is she?
She's about 6 years old is my guess. She was also a rescue.
And then we got one more.
One more is Talon.
Talon? Like
Talon, yes, because he has claws. And he is going to be two this July, was also a rescue, and he is a blue lynx point.
Oh, okay. All right, now, who do you think the culprit is?
Ty.
Okay. Oh, the female.
Yes.
That makes sense. All right. And you live in a house
Yes.
Apartment, condominium, house?
House.
Okay. And are they indoor only?
Indoor only. Talon does go outside into a dog run that's enclosed, so he can't escape the dog run.
Okay.
So he'll go out, sit on the doghouse, come back in.
All right. Well, that's nice. And you have cat boxes for them in the house then?
Yes.
Okay.
In separate areas.
Okay. And we've got somebody is actually spraying, backing up and spraying?
Don't know if it's even backing up. It started about a year ago. Noticed that either on towels or even on furniture that there were markings. And it was probably about 6 months after we had gotten Talon, but I can't necessarily say I think it's solely him. We also had new neighbors that moved in next door to us. They have cat. They have one cat. It is an outdoor cat. He comes around our house.
Uh-huh.
And where I noticed a lot of the marking was around windows.
Oh, okay.
Or around doors. But I also noticed more recently, and I think it's her because we do have video cameras and we had put them up and I had caught her in the middle of the night peeing on something.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I clearly think that she is, but I can't say that the others haven't started too. Now, more recently, I noticed on an air vent up in the bathroom. We just remodeled our bathroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the air vent, somebody had peed on the air vent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's just a pain when they do that.
And it wasn't until last weekend that, for some reason, we started looking at the other air vents around the house.
Yeah.
All the air vents are peed in.
Yep. So, okay, so you're a prime candidate. You need anti-icky poo, like yesterday. And you need a black light.
I have that.
Okay. And for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, they've made it real easy. They make, you know, small little black lights that look like flashlights. And the reason you want a black light, if you think you have an inappropriate urinator in your house, is, you know, you turn the lights out, wait till it's dark, turn the lights out, and then go check all, you know, around the furniture, the walls, the vents, all of that stuff, the floor, and because urine will fluoresce.
Yep.
So you that's how you can find, you know, a lot of spots that you may miss, and then you can use your anti-icky poo. Anti-icky poo is the best for that purpose in odor neutralizing, and I found in many cases cats will not go back and pee in the same area that have been cleaned with the anti-icky poo. But so you've been noticing the peeing for about a year.
Yes.
And that was, 6 months after you, it was after we added the third cat?
Yes. Now, we had had a third cat when we got the new cat. So at that time, we actually had four cats.
Okay. Well, my concern is, as you said, somebody, it's a marking problem. You know, there are different kinds of urination. And it sounds to me like you have more than one kind of urination. Because a marking urination is when they back up and they actually spray the urine straight out the back. And you'll see the evidence will look like, you know, up against a wall and you'll see a mark and then a dribble down.
Mm-mm. I've not seen that.
And then you could still have a marking behavior and they're not doing it from a standing position, they're more crouched when they spray, but you'd still get a small amount. And very likely when you're talking about, you know, there is the neighbor cat that comes over and you're finding a lot of the pee spots around the windows,
mm-hmm.
Those are more likely markings. But when you talk about, on the toys, or I mean on the towels,
mm-hmm.
on the floor,
mm-hmm.
on the furniture, if it's on the surface rather than the side or the corners of the furniture?
It's mostly, and where it really started was on dog beds.
Uh-huh. Interesting. That's usually a larger amount of urine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd call a squat urination.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's because I have to urinate, so I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a bigger volume.
Mm-hmm. And on video, I watched a squat.
You watched a squat. Okay.
I watched the squat, and it is a pool. It's
a puddle.
It is a puddle and a pool. And that's where I noticed most of it was on the dog beds because we have two dogs.
Yeah. So It sounds like we've got inappropriate urination, you know, just the squat type from the female cat. But then we do have some marking going around the windows and so forth. And that could be her, but that could be the boys, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't caught them, or you haven't seen who's doing the pees around the windows.
I have not seen that.
Okay. So when we've got a squat urination and we're emptying our bladder, that does have to do with can have to do with litter box issues and that sort of thing. If it is truly a marking behavior, like around the windows, that's not a I have to go to the bathroom and I don't know where the toilet is problem. That's a I'm marking territory because I'm feeling threatened.
Okay.
But so let's first talk about you have cat boxes because these are indoor only cats.
Yes.
Now the first general rule of thumb when you have multiple cats is ideally you should have one cat, one box per cat plus one. So that means you've got three cats, you should have four boxes.
We have two.
Do you have four?
Two.
Okay. So we could do better in that department. What kind of boxes do you have?
The box itself is a plastic box.
Mm-hmm. But an open, you know, square, rectangle type box?
One box has a lid to it. One box does not have a lid to it.
Okay, and where are they located?
One's upstairs, one's downstairs.
Okay. And that's, you have two floors in the house?
Yes.
Okay, and then, so the biggest reasons that cats don't use cat boxes, okay, is that they're not big enough, they're not clean enough, they're not convenient or safe. Okay. Now, I would say with the three cats and only having two boxes, I think you might be really wise to add at least another box, if not two.
Okay.
Now, but I will tell you that the only study that I'm aware of that's ever been done about, you know, inappropriate urination with cats, the conclusions they came up with were quite interesting. And the one, their contention was it didn't seem to be the number of boxes, it's the size of the box. So the recommended size for a cat box is 28 by 32 inches. Coming out of this study. That's huge. And nobody really makes cat boxes that big.
Okay.
So you may want to add a switch out one of the boxes to a larger box or add more. Cats vary in personality and temperaments just like humans do. Some cats will use a cat box no matter how dirty it gets. Okay, they'll use it over and over and over, and it's over floating, and they'll always use it. Okay, there are other cats that if there's one thing in the box, they won't use it.
Hmm.
Okay, so do you know if you have I don't care cats and they'll poop in dirty boxes, or do you know if you have picky cats that have to have clean boxes?
Don't know if they prefer one or the other. I have seen them go in, though, when it is dirty. I've seen them go in. I do know that I think about it. In the past with her, mm-hmm. her box has not changed in the whole time we've had her. This issue just started about 3 years after we got her, so she never had this issue to begin with. But I do know that in the beginning when we first got her, she liked to stand on the rim of the box. So we pretty much figured that she was picky, as in didn't want to get into a
right,
box.
Right, okay.
Because she would stand on the edge and the rim of a box and pee into it. And she doesn't want to cover it. So
yeah,
I assume that she is picky.
Yeah,
that's my
assumption. That sounds right. And didn't you say that the problem started about 6 months after Talon came in?
Yes, about after he came in. Up until that point, we had her about 3-4 years and never had a problem.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to that because I would bet that's the trigger in the relationship between Talon and Ty.
Yeah, when we first got him, brought him home, he was a kitten, and he was perfectly fine with her. She swatted at him, and he backed up and would go the other way. He was not aggressive. And now, I mean, he'll be very leery of her still. She's a bully. Mm-hmm. And she will go up to sniff him, and he'll think, oh, you're going to sniff me. We're fine. And he'll start to sniff her, and she's sniffing him, and she'll turn around and just swat him, and then he walks off.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you haven't seen him going after her.
He will go after her once in a while,
okay.
And it's when he's in a play mode, because he's been playing with the dogs. He's one of our dogs he loves to play with. Mm-hmm. They chase each other all over the house, and he's young, he's two, mm-hmm. so he likes to play. And I think then he goes with her, it's kind of like, let's play, and then she stops it.
Okay. All right. Now we need to take care of advertisers here pretty quick. So I'm going to hold you over that because the other caller on the line, Kim, is also mm-hmm. calling about inappropriate cat pee. So okay. It looks like we're going to be talking about peeing cats for a while here,
okay.
But that's okay. That's what we do. But the other thing in that study I want you to know. So, we've got to have enough boxes. We've got to have a large enough box. And the box should have 2 to 4 inches of litter in it, depending on the size of the box. For the large box I talked about, my favorite choice are mortar mixing tubs that you get at Home Depot. And they make a small one that's bigger than most of those cat boxes. And they make a large one. It's not quite 28 by 32 inches, but it's real close. It's just a little more rectangular than that. But they're cheap. They work really, really well. And then are you religious about cleaning your boxes?
Not as much as I know I should be.
Okay. You need to scoop and stir at least once a day, probably twice a day.
Okay.
For her. The other reason that cats don't use cat boxes is because a lot of cats don't like covers, they don't like lids, and don't like liners.
Okay.
So for problem urinators, we generally say no lids, no liners. And then we've got the safety issue. So location can be a problem. If, like, you know, Talon goes after Ty occasionally, she may be uncomfortable getting into a vulnerable position in the cat box if she can be cornered there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that there's at least two ways out of the area.
Okay.
So let's put you on hold, Kim. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and continue our discussion about inappropriate urination in cats. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we've got another full hour to go. It's turned into Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me as a behavior therapist, and we've got open phone lines, 425-373-5527. Mercury's in retrograde. I can't even get the numbers out right. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. All right, so our subject right now is the most common behavior problem in cats that I deal with all the time, inappropriate urination. We've got Kim on the line with us, who we're talking to right now, and her three cats that are peeing inappropriately, but also Diane's on hold, and Diane's got more, you know, spraying with her cats. So Diane's listening while we're talking to Kim. Kim, you still with me?
I am.
All right. Now, I wanted to know, are you aware of the great show on Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell and Jackson Galaxy?
I definitely am.
Okay, have you been watching the shows, and have you seen the shows he's done on cats with inappropriate urination?
I have seen multiple shows. I'm not sure specifically which one.
Okay, so just for everybody know that I just think Jackson Galaxy is a phenomenal feline behavior therapist. He does the show My Cat from Hell. They're shooting the latest season right now, so it's not currently running on Animal Planet station that I know of. But you can go to the Animal Planet website and you can watch past shows, and you can watch segments and cases. And he's done a lot of cases on inappropriate urination. It would be well worth you going and watching what he's done. But one of the biggest things you got to do, once we cover the bases we've already talked about, first of all, we got to find all the urine where it is, and we got to odor neutralize all those places with anti-icky poo. We've got to make sure that with multiple cats, one box per cat plus one. And if you have less than that, or you've got to be sure that you've got large boxes, at least one huge box, at least 28 by 32 inches, 3 to 4 inches of litter. And then you've got to clean in terms of scooping and stirring on a regular basis. I recommend that you have to scoop and stir at least once a day. For cats with no problems. If you've got inappropriate urinators, I say do it morning and evening. Do it twice a day to keep those boxes clean. Then we got to make sure, Kim, that the location that Ty can feel safe in the box.
Okay.
And then if you have more choices for them, then she can usually go to one that, you know, that Talon isn't, you know, waiting for to pounce her on the way out or in, something like that.
Okay.
Be careful with lids and liners. But I would suspect with Ty, it's starting 6 months after Talon came in, that it's kind of related to that relationship there, and she's feeling threatened by his presence. And some of that, maybe he's really young, you know, and active. And so that means you've got to keep him majorly entertained, which means good interactive play daily. So do you have like a good, you know, DeBird, a good wand toy, and do you flat cat him on a regular basis?
Yeah, he does have a bird. We wear him out. We also use the laser to wear him out.
Okay, and how frequently did you do that?
Not every day. It's when we mostly have the time. A lot of it's more on the weekends.
Yeah, so, you know, you can do a good game. Can, you know, it can 5 minutes or less here or there. But
okay.
you've got to give him an outlet for his chasing and prey drive and, you know, pouncing stuff and catching it. Because if you don't, it sounds like he'll take it out on Ty.
Okay.
You know, and she'll be the target because okay. She's defensive about it. And by the way, with cats in general, the most congenial groups are generally male neutered cats.
Okay.
Opposite sex are more difficult. You know, if you're having multiple dogs, you really want opposite sex. But with cats, you want same sex. And the most congenial are usually a group of neutered males. Now, the other reason I mentioned Jackson Galaxy and my cat from hell is that you've got to make sure that you've done a good job of catifying your environment. So I don't know, being as you're in your house and you've got two floors, and especially the areas where the cats spend time, you've got to be sure that you've either got tall climbing posts, that you've done I love Jackson's phrasing for it. He calls it the cat superhighway, where you can put shelves on the walls and stuff so that they can get up off the ground and run all the way around the room and not have to touch the floor.
Okay.
But she needs up places all over the place so she can get away from him and feel safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we thought about that. Our only concern was would he chase her and pin her up in a higher spot?
Well, that's always a possibility.
Okay.
But if there's a way out of the higher spot, you know, like you can jump to another place or down, that's usually a good idea. In structuring it that way. And Jackson has two great books out. His first book, Catification, and the second book is Catify to Satisfy, which is a much bigger and more extensive book.
Okay.
But it would be well worth picking up at least his second book, the Catify to Satisfy book, because great suggestions as to how to catify and get those cat superhighways going. But especially when you got multiple cat households, you got rescues that, you know, come with some baggage, and you've got opposite sexes, and when the numbers come up and you're indoor only, so they can't go out and chase and hunt and all that sort of stuff, you've got to work harder at catifying the environment so they feel safe and comfortable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so the place to start, you know, the place to start is with the boxes themselves. Remember, one box per cat plus one, and remember, its size is more important than numbers. And that she can feel safe and that she can't be pounced or cornered.
Okay.
And then I think the biggest thing for you will be to scoop and stir twice a day.
Okay.
Now, once you get this stuff worked out, you may be able to go, I scoop and stir once a day in my household, and I have five cats, and I have one opposite, so I have four males and a female, but I don't have inappropriate urination. And I have three boxes in the house, and then I have three boxes in their cat run. So, you know, I built their Paz Mahal, so they go through a cat door to go out to their cat run, and then there's three boxes out there, and I have the really huge ones out there. So there's so many boxes and so many options. I also don't have picky cats. Okay, that I can get away with scooping just once a day.
Okay.
But scoop and stir once a day and then add to it. I have found that you don't necessarily need to clean the boxes out, you know, dump them out and clean them. If you just scoop and stir every day, you can just add litter in as you need it.
Uh-huh.
So you can save money that way.
Okay.
And you haven't changed the litter and stuff? It's been the same all along?
Yeah, it has been the same. It's been the same litter she's used since she came.
Okay. All right, I just looked at the clock, and we're just about out of time for the second hour. So, Kim, do you want to hold on with Diane over the top of the hour, and then I'll bring you right back up after and make sure that we've got your plan in shape before we go to Diane and find out what more she needs to know about inappropriate urination?
That'd be perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so you hold on. We will close out this hour. We're going to fire up hour number 3, so stay right where you are. Phone lines are open. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.